KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 68 degrees in Atlantic. You're looking for occasional showers and thunderstorms today, a high near 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Most of the heavier shower activity this morning is currently located between Audubon, Manning, and Coon Rapids in that kind of a triangular area, and then further off to our east, north of Adair, and around the Stewart's area and leading to Greenfield on Highway 25 along the I-80 corridor, and that's pushing off to the east-southeast. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, an 80-hour Bible reading marathon is underway at this hour outside every county courthouse in the state. Karen Brownlee has been organizing the volunteer readers who will be on the Des Moines County Courthouse lawn in Burlington.
We have two-hour teams that come in and read for a two-hour period, and then another team will take over at that point. The plan is to continue 24 hours a day, so in the evening we will switch to an indoor setting, the House of Prayer, which is just to the left of City Hall.
Now that scene will be replicated in each of Iowa's 99 counties. Organizers estimate it takes 79 hours to read the Bible aloud at a pastoral pace from the first chapter of Genesis to the end of Revelations. Brownlee says they hope to complete their task in each county by 6 p.m. on Sunday, July 3rd.
We wanted to just share the hope that is given in the Bible for our land right before America's birthday.
Governor Branstad signed a proclamation in April encouraging Iowans to take part in the event. The American Civil Liberties Union and Freedom from Religion Foundation have raised constitutional concerns, arguing the government should be neutral toward religion. The First Liberty Institute has said it will defend Branstad if he's sued over the matter. A lawsuit challenging President Obama's proclamation declaring a national day of prayer each year was tossed out by a federal appeals court in 2011. As you may have heard yesterday morning on Heartbeat Today, an Atlantic man who for years served as the scoutmaster for the Boy Scouts was recognized Tuesday evening during the unveiling in the Atlantic City Park of a wooden park bench bearing his name and likeness. Former scouts from Troop 60 and others were on hand for the ceremony honoring Bob Bebensee, Don Linke, Carl Voss, Tom Olmsted, and Stephen Hoig, who were Boy Scouts and also became Eagle Scouts, spoke about the bench and how the idea came about to honor Bebensee. Linke flew in for the event from Atlanta, Georgia. Olmsted came from New Mexico. Steve Hoig came from Clarinda and Voss from Des Moines. Other former scouts from Alaska and Georgia who were unable to attend provided letters reminiscing about their experiences. Voss said a trip around Atlantic with the Atlantic Parks and Rec director Roger Herring helped to narrow down the location for the bench.
We went to the Shelburg Park and we went to Sunnyside and he said, well, we got this place over here that overlooks the library, mm-hmm. overlooks the master garden, and it's within shot of the Wi-Fi at the library. So he thinks that students here at Iowa Western Tech will use this. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great place to have a bench. It's right near where you have the farmers market. So we're pretty pleased.
The bench located on the northeast side of the park near the Santa's Cabin includes a caricature of Bebensee created by cartoonist Brian Duffy and etched into the backrest, along with a carving of a square knot with the inscription below that says, Bob Bebensee, Troop 60, Scoutmaster, 1960 to 64. Bob tied the knot that kept us together through scouting. Voss said the bench was made in Seattle, Washington. He said also that Roger Herring was in on the surprise from the beginning, and somehow the secret was kept from Bebensee until the bench unveiling Tuesday evening.
Roger and his staff poured a slab and put the bench out here all around 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So we wanted it to be a surprise, and it was.
Don Linke said that Bob provided him and the others an opportunity to learn and live by the Boy Scout motto.
It's kind of a basis for a way to live your life, a good life. The motto is be prepared and do a good turn daily, things like that. It's just a good way to live, and when life gets hard, it's something you can fall back on.
Bebensee said he was floored when he saw the bench with his name on it.
I was knocked down. I see these guys that I barely remembered and didn't really realize what was going on, and then I saw the daughter, and I figured, well, somebody's been doing a little skullduggery, and it just knocked me down. It really did. It never has ever happened to me like this.
He said memories of being a scoutmaster in the late 50s and early 60s came flooding back to him, and he said he was pleased to see the boys he'd seen grow up become successful men in life.
I'm not all that old, and I don't know anything about handling 11-year-olds, and the first thing I wanted to do was roll up a newspaper and whack them, but couldn't do that, and so I learned a lot of things, and they were just super achievers, and like I said before, the parents were always right there. If you needed cars or you needed anything, they were there. There was never a doubt in my mind that they were gonna do well. They really were.
And again, you can hear that full interview with Bob and the others on the Heartbeat Today link under the programs tab at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in area news, a traffic stop in Exira early Wednesday morning resulted in a man being arrested for carrying a weapon, driving while revoked, and no registration. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office at 41-year-old Dale Joseph Langenfeld of Exira was taken into custody at around 2:30 a.m. Wednesday. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before a magistrate. The Council Bluffs Police Department apprehended a Council Bluffs man on multiple charges after he was seen stealing items from a vehicle Wednesday morning. At about 9:42 a.m., employees of Aaron's Rentals on West Broadway in Council Bluffs observed a man break into an employee's vehicle and steal the items. Two employees of the store followed the suspect as he fled the area northbound on foot. Employees were able to direct arriving officers to the area of 22nd and Avenue D, where they had observed the suspect last seen. The perimeter was set up and a search began by multiple police officers. A short time later, they were notified that a male subject matching the subject's description was observed running southbound through yards in the 2500 block of Avenues C and D. Officers then encountered the suspect near the area of 25th and Avenue B, where he was apprehended in the backyard of a residence. The man was identified as 21-year-old Jose Juan Martinez Andad of Council Bluffs. And during the arrest, Martinez Andad dropped a backpack while fleeing from police. The backpack was recovered near the scene and found to contain items from the burglary, along with 8.6 grams of methamphetamine and packaging materials. Martinez Andrad was charged with possession with the intent to deliver meth, third-degree burglary, possession of burglary tools, possession of drug paraphernalia, eluding, second-degree theft, and a probation violation. Red Oak Police announced the arrest on Wednesday of 34-year-old Bobby Joe Bruce of Red Oak for violation of probation. Bruce was arrested just after noontime and later released on $2,500 bond. Deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office arrested a Stanton man Wednesday morning for allegedly violating a no-contact order. 41-year-old Justin Wade Woods was taken into custody at around 8:10 a.m. He was being held yesterday in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says two Nebraska residents were arrested Wednesday following an investigation into a disturbance in Hamburg. Sheriff Kevin Astrup says deputies were called to the disturbance that occurred between the 15 and 1600 block of Washington Street, after which 18-year-old Cassie Neiman of Nebraska City, Nebraska, was arrested for trespassing. Neiman was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $300 bond. While at the scene of the disturbance, another investigation began that resulted in the arrest of 26-year-old Brandon Leckenby of Nebraska City. He faces charges that include possession of numerous pieces of drug paraphernalia, meth and marijuana, carrying weapons, and on a valid arrest warrant out of Boone County. The Fremont County K-9 unit and Iowa State Patrol assisted at the scene. Leckenby was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $2,300 bond while awaiting transfer to Boone County. And early this morning, 23-year-old Jacob Hills of Hamburg was arrested in the parking lot of the Casey's General Store in Hamburg after Hills was found laying next to a car in front of the store. Hills was arrested for public intoxication and was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $300 bond. A 65-year-old man has died from injuries he suffered in an all-terrain vehicle accident north of Orange City. Kenneth Van Gorp was driving the ATV with an attached sprayer trailer in a ditch when he lost control. The ATV and sprayer rolled into the ditch, pinning Van Gorp beneath it. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office, as a passing motorist, saw Van Gorp trapped under the ATV and called authorities. He was transported to a local hospital where he died from his injuries. The Orange City Ambulance, as well as Orange City Police and Fire Departments, assisted in that incident. And finally, in Western Iowa news, Woodbury County supervisors have pledged $1.5 million for the proposed Ag Expo and Learning Center in Sioux City. They approved the funds Wednesday for the $60.7 million project over a period of 10 years. The county's first payment would come after July of 2017. The county funds were considered crucial in Sioux City's bid to get a $13.9 million in future sales and hotel taxes from the Iowa Economic Development Authority for the center, a new hotel near the downtown convention center, and a nearby mixed-use development. The city's reinvestment district application is awaiting final approval from the authority board, which had warned that state funds could be dependent on the county or other public bodies showing a financial commitment to the project. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.